The German immigrants who came after the gold rush of the 1850s to the Golden Gate worked hard to build up their community. In addition to the founding of gymnastics clubs and singing societies, a network of stores, shops, churches, and even a hospital and a senior citizen residence were founded. Several newspapers were launched to preserve the German language in the New World. Around 1890, about 24 German language newspapers were printed just in California. The majority of them came out of San Francisco, the major city of that time on the West Coast.
Papers like Der Humorist, Journal, San Francisco Abendpost, and others, in addition to the California Demokrat, fulfilled their noble purpose, not only to reflect the German life, but also to show the struggle to preserve and to protect it. They disappeared over the years. Other German newspaper companies came up, like a socialist cooperative with the title called San Francisco Tageblatt, which after years of a brave struggle was transformed to a weekly edition. A weekly paper for the Catholic population, the California Volksfront, was successful until the catastrophic year of 1906. They are all a thing of the past. From a program of the Hermann Sons in 1913.
After World War I, the German community recovered from widespread anti-German sentiment. Again, German language newspapers were published in the region. But the numbers of publications never again reached the peak times of the turn of the century. With the seize of power by the Nazis in Germany and the beginning of World War II, the once again growing media outlets for German immigrants came to an abrupt halt. After the war, especially in the 1950s and 1960s, there was a huge influx of German immigration to the San Francisco Bay Area. With it came the revitalization of the German clubs. But something was different. Politics was out. The Germans didn't engage anymore as a connected and combined community in the things that happened at the Golden Gate. They had their culture, their choirs and their sports teams. They enjoyed their common interests and festivities. The membership numbers rose, and German language newspapers were published again, alongside the establishment of a growing number of German radio programs. Many US radio stations offered airtime to ethnic groups and immigrant programs. Millions of immigrant listeners found their native languages on the radio. That's how shows like Stimme der Heimat, Heimatmelodien and German Hitparade were born.
Our best wishes to the 28th wedding anniversary go today to Ellie and Willie Kyle of San Jose. And our best wishes to the 33rd wedding anniversary go to Elsie and Fred Holdener of Livermore.
In the San Francisco Bay Area, Hugo Schneider established his show in the 1950s. It was a mixture of frothy music from back home. In the early 1960s, Manfred Müller emigrated from Germany. Shortly after that, he founded his own radio program on a station in Fremont. Alongside the music, he saw news as an important, vital part of his show.
Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Dies ist Ihr deutsch-amerikanisches Radioprogramm an KFMR 104,9 Stereo 68 aus Fremont. Sie hören diese Sendung an jedem Sonntag von 8 bis 10 mit Musik, Nachrichten und Sportnachrichten aus Deutschland. Ich wünsche Ihnen gute Unterhaltung.
Ja, ich fand eigentlich, dass wir zu wenig Informationen aus Deutschland hatten zu der Zeit, 1963.
I thought we didn't get enough information from Germany back then. So I listened to a lot of the Deutsche Welle on shortwave radio. The connection was sometimes very bad, but I tried to write down the news. Often I had to listen 3-4 times to get the sentences right. That was difficult. Some years later, a friend of mine in Germany sent me once every week a letter with an overview of important news, and this eventually arrived in 4-5 days. I did the same with sports and the soccer results. So we had the newest information from Germany always a week later. This is how I served the German community.
Wirtschaftlich oder im Sport, wir hatten das eine Woche später und damit habe ich eben die deutsche Community, wie man so schön sagt, hier mit versorgt.
After a few years, the station where Manfred Müller broadcast from was sold. The new owners changed the format, no more ethnic foreign language programming. Müller moved to a station in San Francisco, but shortly afterwards the same thing happened there. After a short break in radio, he started to work on the only local German language TV program ever produced in the Bay Area.
Ich schaltete eines Morgens den Apparat hier, den Fernseher ein und sah dann eine deutsche Sendung. Und meine Frau, die...
One morning I turned on the TV and there was a German show, a locally produced one. A man with a bad accent from Berlin was hosting. His grammar was off, so I called him. And he said, if I could do it better, why didn't I come down the next week to host the show? And that's what I did, reading the news. 2 years later, he asked me to take over the entire show. So I hosted it from 1974 to 1980.
Dann hat dann 2 Jahre später gesagt, ja, dann Manfred, dann mach du doch den, moderiere du doch die Sendung und übernimm du doch die Sendung. Und das habe ich dann gemacht. Und die ging dann von 74 bis 1980.
Manfred Müller got started. His show became quite popular in the German community. He had guest stars like Anneliese Rothenberger, Ivan Rebrov, Franz Beckenbauer in his studio, and in 1977 he and some friends even organized a soccer game between Bayern Munich and the Mexican national team at the Oakland Coliseum. Sports played an important role on the show.
Von den 10 Mannschaften der Aufstiegsrunde zur Bundesliga kann sich bis heute nach 5 Spieltagen lediglich Kickers Offenbach berechtigte Hoffnungen machen, den Platz an der Sonne zu erreichen. Die Mannschaft führt in ihrer Gruppe mit 8-2 Punkten vor Tennis Borussia Berlin, das 6-4 Punkte aufweist.
There are no recordings of the program. The co-host of the show, Peter Burmann, already had a second mainstay. He was the host of the Peter Burmann radio show that began in 1976.
We had 3 deutsche Radiosendungen.
We had 3 German language radio shows in the region. Back then, I just got here from Germany. And as a young man, knowing all the music from back home, listening to what I heard here on the radio, I thought, let's do a radio show. That's what I did.
Hallo, hier ist Heino, die Stimme der Heimat. Lieber Peter, ich möchte dich und deine Hörer auf unsere Traumreise am 7. November an Bord der Grand Princess einladen. Ich werde mit meiner Frau Hannelore singen die schönsten deutschen Volkslieder, Fahrtenlieder.
Peter Burmann became the voice of the Germans in the San Francisco Bay Area. Every weekend he presented a small piece of Heimat, of the old country in the new world. He hosted his show in German, announced events in the community, played listener requests, congratulated wedding anniversaries and birthdays. After 35 years on the air, Peter Burmann called it quits. The end of the Peter Burmann radio show was the beginning of the weekly 2-hour-long Excelsior German radio show with Marie Hoffmann and Anthony Schaller, broadcast on the AM frequency 1450 on KEST San Francisco. It's a musical potpourri of Schlager, classical music, operettas, with information from and about the German community in the San Francisco Bay Area. The demand for a locally produced German language show is still there. The program is supported by the Excelsior German Center in Oakland.
UGAS looks forward to next year, when we can all get together for celebrations and festivities once again here in the Bay Area. Until then, stay safe and keep listening every Sunday for music, news and more on the Excelsior German radio show.
Today, one can still find German language community programs in the US, locally produced and directed towards the German immigrant community of the 1950s and 1960s. But the end is in sight. They will disappear from the radio dial. The end does not just mark a closing to an important chapter of the German immigrant history in the US, but also a big loss for the American broadcasting history. And this loss will be final. The foreign language radio shows were never part of the official listener ratings. They didn't show up in listener preferences. They were never analyzed for content and influence, and no show was ever archived. Not from the stations, and in most cases, not even from the radio hosts themselves.
You're listening to the Excelsior German Radio Show with Tony Schaller.